Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Election results in France have the whole world talking. New socialist president François Hollande wants to reject austerity measures, which could have serious implications on the global economy. But words of hope's Lee DeYoung says,
French president-elect François Hollande is probably not going to make major changes in the short term, although the volatility and uncertainty in this world continues. And once again, the gospel of Jesus Christ and the sovereignty of God are really the only things about which we can be absolutely sure.
Next, Global Action works in 15 countries around the world, equipping indigenous partners to share Christ. Today, we start off a five-part series with Cold Weather Ministry to India and Nepal called Blankets of Life. Phil Long is the new president of Global Action and says 10,000 people die every year to exposure. While nationals spearhead the work, Western Christians also go.
We take them out into the villages and they hand out blankets. They wrap these blankets around people. We see some of them begin to weep and wonder, why are these Americans coming over here and doing this for us?
That's the open door for the gospel. You can win a trip. Listen to the end of our broadcast. We'll tell you how. And Worldwide Christian Schools is partnering with a group of believers in the land of the Eternal Spring to bring a little elbow room to the community. They're helping to build a new school in the Western Highlands. The school will be big enough for 650 students to have a Christ-centered education. Everything's ready. They just need funds and work teams to come build the school. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If we draw your name, Global Action will send you to India to distribute blankets. To activate your name, go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.